Peppermint's a great plant for your yard, requiring less water than many folks think. We're sipping a little peppermint tea next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, a scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Harvest your own peppermint throughout the summer to enjoy all winter long. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening sips on some peppermint tea.
I don't know anybody who hates peppermint growing in their neighbor's yard so long as it stays in their neighbor's yard. Now, I will say this. You don't need a lot of water for peppermint. The peppermint doesn't necessarily need a lot of water. Now, they're not something that is going to be totally drought resistant, and you can put them out in a dry patch in your lawn and not throw any water at them and have them survive. But they don't need nearly as much water as a lot of people think they do. When I was doing foreclosed lawns, one of my common plants that got left over was peppermint. And it did remarkably well in a foreclosed lawn or yard that hadn't been watered. If you didn't mow it, and if it was right next to the house where there was roof runoff, or right next to like a patio where there was water running off from the patio, that stuff would stay nice and green until August or even later sometimes. So it doesn't necessarily need a lot of water. It just needs some water. If you have good storage with good organics in your soil, that peppermint will do really well without a lot of water. And one of my plans ultimately here is I want to get some peppermint plants, and I would very much like to place them actually in the lawn.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.